on sight. Up to tip up your tank. They won't want to tangle if you don't have a pipe. It's like a rectangle.
Two side, up, two side, no hypotenuse now. No angles of 90 degrees. Acute and obtuse have no hypotenuse. No angles of 90 degrees.
Hypotenuse.
Right and triangle
is the longest side.
So burning like a flame, like the hot summer sun. Measuring degrees, 90 is the angle. Opposite hypotenuse in a right triangle.
Opposite 90 degrees.
Hypotenuse.
Right triangle
is the longest side.
You didn't live in ancient Greece, I know you couldn't hear them. A root of a triangle, Pythagoras' advice. A squared plus B squared is what he advised.
A squared plus B squared is equal to C squared. Hypotenuse is letter C. A squared plus B squared is equal to C squared. Hypotenuse is letter C.
Hypotenuse.
Right, triangle.
Let's put the Pythagorean theorem to the test. Take this right triangle, for example. It has sides of 3 and 4. Using the Pythagorean theorem, we should be able to determine the length of the third side, which is the hypotenuse C. The Pythagorean theorem states a squared plus b squared is equal to c squared, so in this case, 3 squared plus 4 squared equals c squared. Well, 3 squared is 9, and 4 squared is 16. So 9 plus 16 is equal to C squared. 9 plus 16 is 25, so 25 is equal to C squared. Now we need to get just C, so we take the square root of both sides of the equation. In this case, the square root of 25 and the square root of C squared. The square root of 25 is simply 5, and the square root of C squared is C. So 5 is equal to C. Hypotenuse has a length of 5 units. That's all there is to it. This is a 3, 4, 5 right triangle.